Well, good morning. It is March 12th, 2022, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be reading from Exodus 23, John chapter 2, Job chapter 41, and 2 Corinthians chapter 11. So let's get into the Word today. Exodus chapter 23 today. Thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. And thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment. Neither shalt thou countenance a poor man in his cause. If thou meet thine enemy's ox or his ass going astray, thou shalt surely bring it back to him again. If thou see the ass of him that hateth thee lying under the burden, and wouldest forbear to help him, thou shalt surely help with him. Thou shalt not wrest the judgment of thy poor in his cause. Keep thee far from him a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not. For I will not justify the wicked. And thou shalt take no gift, for the gift giveth, for the gift blindeth the wise, and perverteth the words of the righteous. And thou shalt not oppress a stranger, for ye know the heart of a stranger, seeing ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. In 6 years thou shalt sow thy land, and thou shalt gather in the fruits thereof. But the seventh year thou shalt let it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat. And what they leave, the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with the vineyard and with the olive yard. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaiden and the stranger may be refreshed. And in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. 3 times a day shalt thou keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of the unleavened bread, and thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I command thee, in the time appointed of the month of Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labor, which thou sown in the field, and the feast of the ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field, 3 times in the year all the males shall appear before the Lord God. And thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until the morning. The first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt not see the kid in his mother's milk. Behold, I sent an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place where I have prepared. Beware of him, and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. For mine angel shall go before thee, and bring thee into the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. And thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them, and quite break down their images. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless the bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. And there shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before thee, and I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivites and the Canaanites and the Hittites before thee. And I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee until thou hast increased and inherit the land. Then I will set thy bounds from the Red Sea even unto the sea of the Philistines and from the river unto the desert, for I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand. And thou shalt drive them out before thee, and thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods, and they shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For if thou serve their gods, it will surely be a snare unto thee. That was Exodus chapter 23. Let's move on over to the Gospel of Luke. Gospel of Luke chapter 2. Gospel of Luke chapter 2 today. Or, excuse me, Gospel of John, chapter 2. We finished the Gospel of Luke. Gospel of John, chapter 2 today. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. And Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. And his mother saith unto the servant, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, and after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth the good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. And this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed on him. And after this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple and the sheep and the oxen and poured out the charges of changers' money and overthrew the table and said unto them that sold the doves, take these things hence, and make not my father's house a house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, what sign showest thou us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. And then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. And wherefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover and the feast day, many believed in his name when he saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and decided not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. That was John chapter 2. Let's move on over to Job chapter 41. Job chapter 41. Oops. Turned a little bit too far. Job chapter 41 today. Again, God speaking here. Chapter 41. Canst thou draw out Leviathan with a hook, or his tongue with a cord that thou lettest down? Canst thou put a hook into his nose and bore his jaw through with a thorn? Will he make many supplications unto thee? Will he speak soft words unto thee? Will he make a covenant with thee? Wilt thou take him for a servant forever? Wilt thou play with him as with a bird? Or wilt thou bind him for thy maidens? Shall the companion make a banquet of him? Shall thy part him among the merchants? Canst thou fill his skin with barbed iron, or his head with fish spears? Lay thine hand upon him. Remember the battle. Do no more. Behold, the hope of him is in vain. Shall no one be cast down even at the sight of him? None is so fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before him? Who hath prevented me that I should repay him? And whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine. I will not conceal his parts, nor his power, nor his comely proportions. Who can discover the face of his garment, or who can come to him with a double bridle? Who can open the doors of his face? His teeth are terrible round about. His scales are his pride, shut up together as with a close seal. Or is one so near to another that no air can come between them? They are joined one to another. They stick together that they cannot be sundered. By his nesting a light doth shine, and his eyes are like the eyelids of the morning. Out of his mouth go burning lamps, and sparks of fire leap out. Out of his nostrils goeth forth smoke, out of his seething pot or cauldron. His breath kindleth coals, and his flame goeth out of his mouth. In his neck remaineth strength, and sorrow is turned into joy before him. The flakes of his flesh are joined together, and they are firm in together. They cannot be moved. And his heart is as firm as a stone, yea, as hard as a piece of the nether millstone. When he raiseth up himself, the mighty are afraid, and by reason of breaking they purify themselves. The sword of him that layeth at him cannot hold, the spear, the dart, nor the havergon. He esteemeth iron as straw, and brass as rotten wood. The arrow cannot make him flee. Sling stones are turned with him into stubble. Darts are counted as stubble. He laugheth at the shaking of the spear. Sharp stones are under him. He sharpeneth sharp-pointed things upon the mire. He maketh the deep to boil like a pot, and he maketh the sea like a pot of ointment. He maketh a path to shine after him, and one would think the deep to be hoary, and upon the earth there is not his like. who is made without fear, and he beholdeth all things. He is a king over all the children of pride. That was Job 41. We can actually finish that book tomorrow. Finish the book of Job tomorrow, 42. Look forward to that. Yeah. And then we're going to start Proverbs. Let's move to our final reading today, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to be finishing that book actually in a couple days too. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 is our final reading today. Would to God that you would bear with me in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with me. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostle, but though I be rude in speech, and yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed offense in abasing myself that ye might be exalted because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely? I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man. For that which was lacking to me, to the brethren which came from Macedonia, supplied, and in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you. And so I will keep myself. And as the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting of the regions of Achaia. Wherefore, because I love you not, God knoweth. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we are. For such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. And therefore it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. And I say again, let no man think me a fool, if otherwise yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. And that which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly, in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though he had been weak. Howbeit, wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly. I am also bold also. And they, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I the 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. And a night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in peril of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. And who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor of Aretas, the king, kept the city of Damascus with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands. Well, amen. That was our reading today for March 12th. 2022. Pray it was a blessing to you, and that you will remember those things which we read throughout the day, that God would use them in your heart to grow you and sanctify you. But make sure that you comment, make sure that you give a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to count that in my records there. But that said, let's close with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for today. Thank you for another day that you've given us to be able to read your word and just learn more of you. And I just thank you so much for the fact that we have your completed word right before us. Many of us, multiple copies of this word, multiple translations. And Lord, we are just so blessed. And so, Lord, may we be faithful to read it every day. May we be faithful to study it. May we be faithful to apply it. Lord, I pray, starting with myself, I love you, and we give you this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody. See you tomorrow, Lord willing.